The North Bay Police Service used its social media channels as a means to warn people to drive safely and don't speed. On Friday, November 10, the NBPS traffic officer stopped a motorist traveling 50 km per hour over the posted speed limit on Lakeshore Drive. Police say the vehicle was going 90 km per hour in a posted 40 km per hour zone. The driver's license has been suspended for 30 days and the vehicle was impounded for 14 days. Following Tuesday's police board meeting, NBPS Deputy Chief Mike Days told Beta Day reporter Chris Dawson that North Bay traffic safety is becoming a community safety issue. The traffic stop came in one of North Bay's newest community safety zones. This past Friday, our traffic officer stopped a motorist who was traveling 90 km per hour in a 40 km per hour community safety zone. The driver had their license suspended for 30 days and car impounded for 14. Keep others safe and keep your car and license. Drive safely and don't speed. pic.twitter.com/Manukski1e North Bay Police, at North Bay Police, November 15, 2023. In August, North Bay City Council approved the implementation of two new community safety zones with permanent speed reductions, in the name of public safety. The moves originated with requests from the public and North Bay Police Service to designate two such areas: Olive Street and High Street surrounding Kesselholm, Lakeshore Drive surrounding Sunset Park Public School and the Steve Amishel Sports Complex. The speed limits dropped from 50 km per hour to 40 km per hour. Additionally, any person convicted of specific offenses described in the Highway Traffic Act is liable to increased fines if committed while in a community safety zone. The HTA provides the Council of a Municipality the authority to designate a part of a highway under its jurisdiction as a community safety zone if Council deems public safety is of special concern on that part of the highway. The Ontario Traffic Manual states, a CSZ may be used for roadways near schools, daycare centers, playgrounds, parks, hospitals, senior citizen residences, or collision-prone areas.